Buff Nation!
Let's go! Spring football, baby.
We're back, man.
We are so back.
Oh, I felt it today when I was at practice, just like, I mean, hanging out in the Champion Center. We were there on Sunday.
Yep.
But today, just hanging there with everyone else, hearing the whistles and the horns in the background. So nice to be back.
It's great to be back. I wish we could be watching, but I will say, incredible stuff from Well Off, Reach the People, the pregame show, kind of. I spent all night last night watching videos, just trying to get like any little peeks I could. Did you see the Well Off video?
Yes.
That throws to Travis, right? Up the sideline.
Oh, yeah. Shador, yes,
12
yeah.
On, or an 11 on 11.
Oh, yeah.
Like just little bits and pieces like that that you can grasp onto. So great to get going. Also, I went down a Travis Hunter rabbit hole last night.
Yeah.
And like the basketball videos are legitimately like, they're even crazier than I remembered them the first time. Mm-hmm. There's a more recent one where I'm like, Tad Boyle should be speaking to Travis Hunter.
Legitimately.
Like, he is an unreal finisher at the rim, not just the dunks, but like these acrobatic layups. And anyways, I watched probably like 30 YouTube videos last night or from all the accounts.
Love that. We are presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations. For happy hour, 36 p.m. every single day. Did you see my guy Coach Brew in the Well Off video?
Yes.
He's like, he's going to fucking beat your ass or whatever he
said.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cracking me up, man.
So good.
So yesterday we talked to Coach Prime and Shador. Today I got to speak to Coach Charles Kelly. Travis was unavailable again today. We're going to get him later in the week. We got Jimmy Horn, though. Some good stuff from them.
Travis is practicing his ball skills being elusive.
Exactly. Yes. He's trying to hide from the now 11 media members that are at practice waiting.
That's what, four times what it used to be?
Yes. It's pretty insane. Let's start with yesterday, though. I'm sure you guys saw it, but I feel like we learned quite a bit, actually, from Coach Prime's press conference. I think he gave some interesting details just on how he's trying to bring this team together, where he thinks the team stands. Talked about where Shador is,
yep.
Travis. It was very informative.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like little tidbits that you can pick up on from everyone's press conferences. I think that people are going to start to come around more and more to our Travis Hunter to wide receiver take. And I say ours, I've kind of piggybacked off of you. It was originally your take.
Thank you.
And I've kind of joined you on that bandwagon. I think everyone's going to start going that way.
Mm-hmm. I think it's only a matter of time, man. Been saying it. We got a couple clips just from yesterday. If you guys haven't watched it, the Colorado Buffaloes football YouTube channel has it up. That's where you can find Shador and Coach Prime's press conferences. We also have Shador's up on our channel.
Yes. Too,
so you can check that out.
One of the reasons we did that is because there was just a lot less cameras for Shador. So we're like, oh, we were rolling. Let's put ours up.
Whenever you're ready, Alyssa, let's play some of those Coach Prime clips.
Hey, Coach Ryan Konigsberg from DNVR. Two-parter. We'll go one at a time. First of all, just how been here a couple months now. How are you feeling set
Love
up
it.
Into the city?
This city is unbelievable. It's a hidden gem, only hidden from us because we hadn't been here. But you guys know what it is. You should appreciate it a lot more. I mean, it's no way driving in. I don't call it work. Driving into this facility, to this school, that you could even not be excited to come and do what we're being blessed to do. I absolutely love it. I wish we had a couple soul food spots. Now I got to get that off my chest. But other than that, the food is pretty darn good. But I have been invited to several homes that say they could cook pretty darn good. But I got to, you know, go get the homes checked out first before I get over there. But no, all jokes aside, Boulder is incredible. It's beautiful.
Have you been able to feel just the vibe change around the program locally, nationally? And like, how would you describe that?
I'm really not an out person. You know, I go to restaurants because I'm hungry, and I get around about a little bit, but I'm not really an out person. But I could sense it from social. I could sense it from you all. I could sense it from the feeling of my kids. You know, I have my daughter's here now, so I have all five of my – she's not coming in to live, thank God, but she's just coming to visit her siblings. So all five of my kids are here right now. So I could sense it, and I'm hearing them talk on a daily basis. So I love what I'm hearing from my kids because they tell the truth. They're very honest.
How does it feel knowing that Coach Prime loves your the town that you grew up in?
It's great. It's great. You know, he said you guys should appreciate it more. I feel like I appreciate it.
I know. I was going to say that wasn't directed at you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Coach, I appreciate Boulder on a pretty elite level.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. And, you know, the reason I asked the question is because we're kind of at the point now where this should be like home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're in a place for a week. That's a vacation. A couple weeks. Okay. You're getting used to it. We're now at a couple months where it's like you live here now. Yep. Like, it's not just a place that you're popping in and you got to run back to Dallas to grab something and this, that, the other thing. Like, you know, I wanted to see how he feels now that he's settled in here. And I think he really actually does love it. It's not just a recruiting thing when he says he loves it here. And who knows how long, you know, he could stay if he really does fall in love with the area. I've got one or two soul food spots for him that I can try and help with, but he's right. We're lacking in that department. So I forget the name of the place that was his spot in Jackson. Just expand to Boulder. I promise you, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Like, the market is there. It might be a slightly different demographic, if you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of foodies in Boulder, and so you bring good food, and it will be eaten. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Let's get Coach Prime to bring, I can't remember what his name is, the guy that he brought in from Jackson.
So many names.
I know. We'll learn them eventually, but an authentic Jackson, you know, soul food restaurant would be really nice out there.
We need it. I admit it. We need it. But I'll try and point Coach Prime in the right direction. I also, when we were talking with our guy Darius, he was saying, like, there's not enough, I think the way he described it is normal restaurants. He's like, everything's got to be so nice. Like, why is everything so nice? So I was like, I'll send you a list of normal restaurants mm-hmm. in Boulder. So I sent him like a 12 restaurant list this morning. Of my normal restaurant recommendations.
There you go. The chat's coming in strong. Johnny T's.
There we go.
There's a lot of Johnny T's messages. Thank you, guys. Let's throw up the other video, Alyssa. We also got another good response from Coach Prime.
Sean, it's DMVR. Just with all the players you brought in from JSU and everywhere else, and then the players that have been here at mm-hmm. SCU, how do you feel the team has really been able to gel and get to know each other?
I was getting ready to say something, and God said, don't do that. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I could hear pretty good. They are getting to know one another, and they're building and establishing relationships. But more so than that, they're holding one another accountable, and they're building trust with each other. Right now, we're a team, and we're building team. I want more than that. I want to be more than a team. I want to be something to behold. It's something you got to prepare for. Really sit down and prepare for. I don't want just a football team. Yeah. I look at this thing totally different than just being a team. But I think they're building relationships and establishing friendships and building trust. I do.
What did God stop him from saying, Jake?
This is just my hypothesis. Uh-huh. But I think he was about to say, my kids, my JSU kids are out there working these guys.
That's a good theory. I could not think of a theory. Like, because your question was, how are they gelling
mm-hmm.
together as a team? And I guess the only thing I could think of is he was thinking of saying something along the lines of, like, the kids who were here before are soft.
Right.
Which is, I guess, along the same lines of what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved what he ended up saying.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, a team is great, but this has to be more than a team. And I truly believe that to be the case if you want to do something special.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be okay? You want to be good? You can be a team. You want to do something special? You have to be a family.
Mm-hmm.
In a family in every sense of the word, like, guys have to be looking out for each other. This is a big team. 85 scholarship players, you know, call it over 100 total players when all is said and done. Every player has to have every player's back. And every player has to be looking out for dudes when they're out at parties saying, hey, you know, take it easy. Or when someone's talking shit, say, hey, they're not worth your time. Like, all of that stuff comes together when everyone is thinking of themselves as a family. And so I fully believe that. And I think when you see teams, you know, for me, the most recent one is the Avs winning the championship last year. Like, the connection those guys had was way beyond team. And just hear the way they talk about each other, it's like they're talking about their brothers or, you know, whatever, siblings. So I completely agree with Coach Prime on that one.
Yeah. I also think I got the most prime response of the press conference right there.
Well, I think you asked a really good question, and he had to take his time to make sure he answered it properly.
Yeah, that was cool. Really cool. See, you even posted that on their football account, too, that response.
Love that. Did they post the part where he said, God, stop me from saying
something? No. It was just the last, like, 30 seconds of that. Shador, we also got to speak to Shador. Do you want to start with your clip first?
No, we'll finish with that.
Okay. Whatever Shador video you have next, Alyssa, go ahead and send that one.
Hey, Shador. Jake Schwanis, DMVR. You got a lot of new targets this year to throw to. What's that process been like trying to build that chemistry throughout the offseason so far?
Well, now we actually get to go against a defense, so it's going to be easier now that we're able to get in the film room and talk about, okay, when the DB does this, do this. So it's about going against every variable that could come out of it. Throwing one-on-ones, just throwing by yourself with the receiver routes on there, it could only do so much. Working against a live defense, we'll, after this practice right now, we're about to go up and watch it and critique, like, the little things. That's what I'm big on with all the receivers is having them see through the same lens I see through. So we're not just out there running routes. We're not out there just doing anything for no reason. Like, it's a reason. It's a purpose for every time we go out there on the field. And like, even in practice today, Jimmy Horn, I say he messed up. Well, he didn't mess up on a route last week that we worked on with each other. But I told him, okay, when you see this coverage, you do this. So then coverage presented itself today, and he did what I told him. And then it's easy. So that's all. It's just about trial and error right now with the offense.
Ryan, you tweeted it out. I mean, for a college sophomore, this guy is just so impressive. So impressive.
Would you say he's grown?
He is grown.
That is... I was just reflecting on that. You know, I didn't tweet that until 3 hours after the presser.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about it, and I was like, dude, that sophomore in college is standing up there. It was like a 10 out of 10 press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I've covered so many press conferences of college football quarterbacks, and they almost all suck. Like, and it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. They're just kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not well-versed in sitting in front of a room of people and delivering a message or explaining things in a certain way. And, you know, like, Sefo Lufau as a senior was, like, delivering bangers. But, I mean, I've seen so many of these young guys sit up there and it's just dry, right? Yep. Shador hit all the boxes. It's like, we saw his personality. He was funny. Mm-hmm. He was insightful. He literally got into, like, X's and O's and breaking down football. I mean, just all the things you could ever ask for. And I was just sitting there last night like, damn, I've been in so many NFL pressers over the last 5-6 years that I didn't stop to think about how impressive that was in the moment. And reflecting on it, I was like, holy shit, he sounded like an NFL player up there who's been doing this for years and years and years. And I guess compared to the average sophomore, he probably has a lot more experience, but just so impressive. And I loved what he was talking about there. And again, speaking of impressive, the fact that he's already at the level where he's telling receivers how to react to coverages. There are seniors that will be playing college football this year who are good football players who don't do that, who aren't at that level. Like, the coaches are the ones telling them how to react. The fact that he's sitting there with Jimmy Horn before they've even had a practice, telling him, hey, if you see this, do this. And then in the very first practice, they get that opportunity and it pays off for him. It's just like, man, we are in for a special ride. Selfishly hope it's 2 years. totally understand if it's one.
For sure. Yeah, man, it's crazy to think that this guy is that young and just that mature, that grown as a quarterback already, though, too. Not even just like a football player in front of the media, but as a quarterback. I mean, the guys I talked to last year at quarterback, won't say any names, but they didn't have press conferences that were that good. So it was highly impressive. There's another clip, Alyssa. Go ahead and show it.
Yep.
Hey, Shadua, Ryan Konigsberg from DNVR. First of all, just how has it been for you settling into Boulder over these last couple months?
No, I've been good. I'm out the way now, you know. It's cold, definitely, so I got to bring Vaseline on the field for my lips and stuff like that in practice. But, no, I love it in Boulder, though. It's cool. Love Steakhouse up here. I like Plaza J's. It's a lot of good restaurants, you know, I like.
How excited are you to play with some of these new guys that you've been working with, like Jimmy, like Zico, et cetera? Yeah.
No, I'm excited to play with him. Like Zico, he's a different type of athlete. He's extremely gifted. I ain't ever played with nobody like him before at that position. So, and we got Eli Yelverton coming back. He played with me in high school. So, you know, I love the tight end room a lot. The receiver room is competition each and every day. And then, you know, after the spring, it's going to be more guys coming in. So, it's just really just competing and just really building relationships with them right now. And trial and error, get things right, and just be on the same page.
He's amazing, man.
Yep. And I love what he said about Zico. I also love that our chat watched the press conference and then cross-referenced it and corrected me because I said in our recap video yesterday, like, he said, you know, Zico is like no other athlete he's worked before. I didn't add in at the tight end position, which I meant to, but I just didn't. I love the chat keeping us on our toes, saying, hey, just so you know, it was said this way. Also, just going to take this opportunity. Our community and our commenters are the fucking best, dude. Like, it was so cool. And this, like, you guys make my day on a daily basis. Yep. I go in and I read the comments and it just literally brightens my day. Like, you know, this is like our Broncos community is amazing too. But there's also like, I think it's just a part of the nature of them losing so much. There's like a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
It's not towards us, but it's towards the Broncos, you know? So I go in the comments and people are like, this guy sucks, trade this guy, blah, blah, blah. And then like one out of every 10 is like, great show, guys.
Yeah.
I go into ours and it's just so supportive. You guys are so cool. And like last night is like, oh, you guys are definitely working, not twerking. Yeah. You know, thanks for coming through on a Sunday. So thank you guys. I'm not exaggerating when I say you make my day every day. You know, I went looked at the comments on Darius's video from here. Same thing. When Neely posted his our interview with him on his channel, same thing. Like, you guys are just the best.
Yeah, 100%, man. I go back multiple times every night, too, and go and check the comments just to see what you guys are saying. And it's cool seeing people, like, in other videos be like, oh, they're always in our chat. Like, they're always just trying to keep up with everything. It's just awesome to see. Buff Nation is pretty, pretty amazing. You picked out a funny moment from yesterday's press conference with Shador.
So, you know how Darius and Bucky always talk about how immature they are?
Yep.
Shador and I had our own immature moment here, and you'll see in the video he kind of makes eye contact with someone and then smiles, and it's because right after he said this I literally smirked and put my head down and he looked right at me. You'll know it when you hear it.
Whenever you're ready, Alyssa.
Competing basically against the world, competing against like each and every day, each and every game, like that's what a real competition is. I see if, you know, it's in practice and stuff like that, but it's really in the game, knowing that each and every game is a target on your back. They're going to want to come hard every single game. So, you know, that's it.
I couldn't help myself, dude. I was just like, he saw me, and that's when he almost cracked, too. I kind of wish he would have cracked. It would have made it even funnier.
I went back and watched the press conference last night just to pick up these clips and stuff, but I definitely noticed that part. It was like he was this close to losing it, man.
So close. Also, it's probably a good thing Darius wasn't in there because he probably would have laughed audibly.
Yeah. Oh, man, good stuff. All right, today we talked to Charles Kelly and Jimmy Horn. no Travis Hunter, as I said. People were kind of freaking out about it on Twitter. Like, oh, what does this mean? Don't worry about it. There's just nothing to worry about with this. I know.
The comments are going crazy right now. Yeah, I mean, it could just be as simple as Travis Hunter. Well, could just be as simple as he's busy.
Or has a class.
Yes. It also could just be as simple as he doesn't want to talk to the media yet.
It's all right. We'll get him in front of the mic soon enough. I was able to talk to Charles Keller today, ask him a couple questions. But before we get to that, shout out to our friends over at Shady Rays. Shady Rays is the independent sunglasses company rated 5 stars by more than 200,000 people. They have polarized lenses. And best part about them, if you lose or break your pair of Shady Rays, they will replace those for free. No questions asked. So wear your Shady Rays with confidence. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out the best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DMVR or visit them in-store at the Park Meadows Mall for a 50% off deal on 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. Shout out Shady Rays. And shout out to our friends at Backus and Shanker, who win for Colorado families that have been doing so for over 25 years. They have won over $1 billion for their clients. It costs no money to speak with them about your case, no money while they work on your case, and no money unless they win your case and win money for you. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault, car accident, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks, and can even help if you're injured at work. Call them at 222-2222, the Shador line, to find out if you have a case for free. Backus and Shanker wins.
Let's go.
There you go. Let's do the Charles.
Comments are having a great day.
Yeah. They're in rare form.
Yep.
And we're at 169 likes.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Hot start.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's
By the way,
to 250.
Looking at the numbers, like a bunch of new subscribers since the Darius and Neely interview. So welcome.
Yep. Shout out to you guys. We appreciate the support.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's throw on this Charles Kelly video. I asked him one question. I'll kind of run through the transcript and pick out the more important pieces after this too. Whenever you're ready, Alyssa.
Coach, what's it like to coach with Sal Sinceri again this year, and what kind of coach is he?
Well, first of all, I mean, you can look at Sal's record. One of the best coaches I've ever worked with. I mean, 2 years ago, he had the best defensive player in America, all right? One of the most dominating, I mean, you think about it, his room that he had while he was the outside backer coach at Alabama possibly had 3 first-rounders in the room. I mean, if you take Drew Sanders, who, you know, went on to Arkansas, but and then you had Will, and you got Dallas Turner next year. I mean, and then when he and I were together at Florida State, I mean, he's a great, great football coach, and he's very intense. He's old school, but you know, players have always loved him. They loved his style. They love the way he coaches. So yes, and he brings a lot to our staff, and we're grateful that he's here.
He loves Sal Sinceri, man.
Sal was on one.
Yeah.
In practice one.
Yep.
And I loved Neely had an interview with Charles Kelly after the practice, and he was super honest just about how far he believes these guys are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we're not even close.
Yep.
And I actually kind of expected that from Coach Prime. I thought Coach Prime maybe went a little easy on him yesterday.
Yep. I'm sure it's coming at some point.
I'm sure.
Yes. They're going to come down on them pretty hard. All right. So to recap, Charles Kelly's press conference today, it was about 10 minutes. Said it was very up-tempo, very fast, which is what we heard yesterday from Coach. Says it's about 90% implementation right now and 10% experimentation. So just in terms of installing the defense, that's what the focus is, of course, spring ball. Haven't really experimented with guys moving around in different positions and stuff yet. So as opposed to Sean Lewis, who said that he hasn't watched film yet to go in with like a clear mind, Charles Kelly did say he has watched a little bit of film. Said he hasn't dug in too much, but he's just mostly concerned about the competition. What else do we got? Oh, he had an interesting line. He was asked about Travis Hunter and just about his ability as a corner and how his natural athleticism kind of lends to him being a great corner. And he threw out that Devontae Smith at Alabama would have been a great corner, too. He said he was really natural at that. Yeah.
I think it's another subliminal message there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
There you go. Trav wants to win the Heisman.
Yep. What else do we got?
similar movements too. Mm-hmm. Is that same?
Yep.
I'm calling it like new athleticism. I don't think anyone ever looked like that before the last 5-10 years. And I'm saying 10 just because I feel like I might be missing someone. But that, I mean,
it's so sudden.
Yeah, like maybe like Chad Johnson.
Yeah. Stevie Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Like even then, it's not that like wiggly, sudden, lanky. Like, I don't know. Those guys are just different.
They are different. Someone asked him today, which players have stood out to Coach Kelly so far? He started off saying, I'm not avoiding the question. And then he proceeded to kind of avoid the question. So we didn't really get any names yet. He did mention Travis. He also mentioned, I think, Jimmy too, just being a defensive coach, focusing on the other side of the ball. And he also praised Shador and just how he's able to process and stuff.
Hell yeah. I have to imagine, I guess we're getting into this conversation right now. I didn't mean to send us here, but we're going to do it anyway. Not having numbers on the jerseys has to make it tougher on the coaches.
Yeah.
Because every coach I've ever been around, especially a new coach, whenever they talk about the players, they just call them by their number.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, you know, who stood out? 26 has been making some great plays out there. 19 is blowing my mind, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They've like, it's got to be tough for them. And aside from that, I love it. I love it.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's very old school coach looking for ways to motivate their players. But these guys care about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so why not, you know, for I don't want to use that term. Why not utilize it?
Mm-hmm.
Why not utilize that? Because it's going to make them work just a little bit harder. If the dude who wants number one sees the other dude who wants number one make a big play, he's thinking, all right, now I got to go make a big play.
Yeah, go top him.
Right. And Coach Prime wants everything to be competitive. Guess what? Jersey numbers, competitive. You know, I'm sure. So the clip that kind of went viral didn't include the part where he said two is taken.
Right.
Which I'm sure someone somewhere is going to get a hold of and have an issue with eventually. But if we're being honest, no, like, even if it was a fair fight, you're still not getting two.
12's probably taken two.
yeah, exactly. Like, you're not getting 12. Like, you know, I'm watching those basketball videos last night, and I'm just like, there's, like, you know, in that specific new rec center that's been there for about 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's just never been an athlete like this in this rec center.
Right.
Like, this dude is so different.
Yeah.
So you're not getting 12. You're not getting two, obviously. And then I have to talk about the funniest part of the video by far. So Coach Prime very clearly states, no one's getting zero. That means nothing. Why would you ever want to be nothing? You can't wear zero, all right? That's off the table. So there's 7 single-digit numbers that are available because zero's off the table and two's off the table as well. And then he, within seconds, says, here's how this is going to work. You, stand up. What number do you want? And he says zero. How do you not just say any other number than zero?
I don't know.
It's You're hilarious. Killing me.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of the dude who took his hat off.
Right.
He's like, shit, all right, I'll take my hat off. It's like he just said, no one's getting zero, and you say zero. Just say any other number. There's you know, 99 other ones.
Maybe zero is going to be an actual ball player then, if he's got that confidence to say,
no one's getting zero.
You really think he's not going to give it out?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
I've learned from the comments, Coach Prime does not tell lies.
He doesn't, but he's going to have a lot of players on this roster, and he's only got so many numbers.
And he said no one is allowed to, on defense, is allowed to wear the number of the quarterback.
Yes, true.
So now we're running out of numbers.
Yeah.
Might be 347s out there for dudes who can't play.
We'll find out. Yeah, we had a lot of fun today at the presser talking about the whole zero moment, too. So
I could not believe that. Couldn't believe it. At least he's honest, I guess.
He is. We also talked to Jimmy Horn, as I said. Oh, real quick, I saw someone in the comments ask where you can see the Charles Kelly press conference. I'd imagine they're going to be uploaded. CU will, in some capacity. But I did see that Adam Munster Tiger did upload the Jimmy Horn one. So I don't know if he's going to upload this one too. But keep an eye there. I'm sure it'll be up on YouTube eventually. On to Jimmy Horn, though. He only talked for about 5 minutes. It was pretty quick, but he was great. He was funny.
We got 350 likes in us today.
I think we're on track for another banger, man.
Let's do it.
We're at 240. Hit that like button. Alyssa, whenever you're ready, let's pull up that Jimmy Horn video.
Jimmy, what NFL players did you watch growing up, and who do you try to adapt to your game?
I used to watch. When I tell you the truth, I used to watch Coach Prime when I was in Part 1. I used to wear number 21. And I used to like watching Devin Hester. We say almost just alike. I used to watch a lot of running backs, like Bo Jackson, Barry Sanders. I really ain't watched too many receivers, because I was more into running back when I was younger. But as I got older, I started looking at more receivers then. But I used to mainly watch running backs, like old school running backs. Me and my pops used to just sit down and watch like running backs and stuff like that.
Jimmy, do you think you'll be returning kicks this year too, or are you going to be focusing more on wide receiver?
No, I'm going to try to do everything I can do. I ain't turning down nothing.
He's awesome.
Sounds like a Florida boy.
He is a Florida boy.
I love it. Interesting comps.
I know.
So we got Coach Prime.
Yep.
Smart. Devin Hester.
Yes. And then Bo Jackson and old school NFL running backs.
No pure wide receivers there.
No. I was expecting a DeSean Jackson or someone like that. No. Yeah. No one like that.
Very interesting.
I know.
And it's kind of cool. It's kind of weird, to be honest. But it's kind of cool. Like, if you can have some sort of mix, I'm not saying watching people makes you turn into them, but like a wide receiver with Coach Prime and Devin Hester's elusiveness.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson's power.
And speed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, now you've got something. But we got to get him some wide receiver tape.
Yeah. I don't want to give away my secrets, but I love asking that question to players. And I think he's the first player that I asked that question to that did not mention like a player from his position.
It's very unique.
It is very unique.
But all dope players.
Yes, but he mentioned Devin Hester. He said he still wants to return kicks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always go back and forth on this stuff. I wanted to say I'm in, but I also, if he's going to be wide receiver one, which maybe he's not, maybe Travis is wide receiver one now. Mm-hmm. But either way, like I have such an issue, not an issue, but I have such a, I always go back and forth on, do I want my essential offensive players playing special teams?
Yeah.
Where do you stand?
Well, I'm the same type of thing. And I think Jimmy's going to prove that he's pretty important to this offense and probably is best utilized on that side of the ball. And not returning kicks as
same
much.
Time, like the other best kick returner on this team is Nico Reed.
Exactly.
You're pulling Travis to offense, which still up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly feels that way. Shador mentioned him. The only corner he named by name yesterday was Nico Reed. So can you afford to have him back there? Like, a lot of good coaches essentially say, like, you can't play scared. You cannot make decisions based on the opportunity of a guy getting hurt. Just put the best players out there and let them play. I respect that. I also respect the coaches who say, no way, bro.
Nope.
I need you too much on offense to let you get hurt because you were running full speed at a dude who was running full speed at you.
We got a lot of young players on this roster, though. I mean, Dylan Edwards, I think, could be in the conversation for kick returner.
Really quick.
Go ahead.
The comments that said Travis will play both of us. I agree. I just think we're moving more towards...
Yep.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this, but like, could Travis be a third down corner?
Yeah, literally.
Just come in, play third downs, lock up the number one, go back.
That's amazing to think about.
Get ready for offense.
That's pretty crazy. And I think we're going to see that for sure.
Yeah.
But back to kick returner. I think that, I mean, there's a lot of, David said, let's put Wasim back there. You're going to have so many young wide receivers that I think one of those guys could definitely carve out a role as the kick returner as a freshman. So.
Yep.
Recapping everything Jimmy Horn said, though, said it's been really tense playing under Coach Prime these first 2 days. He also said that this team is very athletic, very quick, he said, too, faster than his UCF team or USF team.
Love that.
He also shouted out HBCU and just the caliber of players in that league because he was asked about Shador, whether he is ready for the Power 5 level. Of course, he backed up his quarterback and just said, you know, HBCU colleges have a lot of good players too. He doubled down, said he thinks he's the fastest on the team, faster than Travis. He was asked directly about Travis, wasn't asked about Dylan Edwards.
Interesting. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but
yeah. Yep.
Got to tighten up.
And then he just talked about kind of building team chemistry, getting into, you know, just getting to know everyone and stuff like that. Said it's just kind of what Coach said yesterday. It's still a process. Everyone's still trying to get acclimated and really come together. But he says he sees it's coming together. He was asked, because yesterday Coach Prime said the players graded themselves. He was asked for a grade today. I don't know if he heard the question right. He didn't give out an actual grade, but he said it was better than yesterday.
Okay.
So there you go.
We're moving up.
There you go. But yeah, that's about it.
Great. I got to watch that one because the comments were said they loved it.
Yeah.
Everyone really liked what they heard from Jimmy. Someone in the comments actually above said, are the only numbers that are retired 0 and 19? 19 actually isn't retired, or at least it wasn't very recently.
Mm-hmm.
0 is obviously retired by Coach Prime.
Right.
And then 24 was retired. 24 is Byron Wizard White. Probably the most accomplished CU football player ever was the running back, sometimes quarterback, kicker, and punter for the team.
Wow.
Went to the NFL, was leading the, I believe led the NFL in rushing 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
and then went to war, and then came back, went back to the NFL, and then eventually became a Supreme Court Justice.
Wow.
So his number 24 is retired for a long time, but Mel Tucker unretired it for, oh God, I'm trying to remember the kid's name, Ashad something. But then it got re-retired. I think it got re-retired by Carl Durrell. So I think 24 is the only retired number is what I was getting.
Ashad Clayton?
Yes, Ashad Clayton. Thank you. So yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
I've always thought 8 should be retired. For Sal Onesi.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you guys have probably seen
his lockers.
Like, yeah, his locker is still in there. And then Rashawn Salaam's locker, right, also memorialized in there. Both guys passed away. Sal, sadly, while he was playing at CU.
Yeah, gone too soon. Legends.
For sure.
We've got a little bit of news before we hit questions, so make sure you guys get your questions in now. I see we already have quite a few, and hit that like button. We're at 312.
400? Yeah. 500 today?
We're having a great day. Let's just keep on seeing where it goes. Okay. So Aaron Butler did visit this weekend. He posted pictures in uniform. Where's the hype level at, man?
He's coming? Yep.
I think so, too.
I'm just going to say that about everyone.
That's what I've been saying about everyone since January.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. Awesome that he was here this weekend. I assume he basically had the staff to himself or close to it.
There were more people visiting, though.
Right, but I just mean, I guess not to himself. Much more intimately than the average visit.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find this picture that CU Barstool posted. I don't know what building it was, but so I guess Gage Ginther and Danny O'Neill were visiting too, and someone posted, like,
oh, put on, yes, a sheet, like, one their of the names, fraternities.
Yeah, just on top of the frat house, and then Coach Pollock was driving by, and that's where the video came from of the guys outside the frat house. Of the, so
that's great.
If you saw that, I'm retweeting it right now. If you guys want to take a look. Two other guys that were visiting, two IMG kids, the IMG pipeline coming in now. We had the Duncanville pipeline, Mater Dei pipeline, the Miami pipeline. Let's go with
me.
The IMG pipeline now, too.
Give them all to me.
So Zek Fort was visiting. Zek isn't his full first name. Zechariah is his full first name. Class of 2026, Ryan, not even rated yet, but has 22 offers already, and he's got them all, man. Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, Nebraska, CU, Oregon, USC, Texas A&M, TCU, Tennessee. So this guy is he's going to be a ball player. He plays safety, 5'10", 175. Again, class of 2026. So that makes him, last year he was a freshman.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Dig deep.
Yep. Another 2026 IMG kid that was visiting, Kenyi Pepe, I want to say. I've never seen a name like this. Okay. But offensive tackle. Again, class of 2026, Ryan.
Wow.
6'6", 275
You've got a lot of time to learn his name.
Yes, I do.
6'6", 275
Yes.
Sheesh.
Yes. Again, no stars yet because he's class of 2026. He's actually from Bellflower, California, too.
Okay.
Which is, I believe, St. John Bosco area?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Only a handful of offers. I think it's less than 15, but he's got Alabama. He's got CU. He's got FSU. He's got Miami, Oregon, Texas, USC, Utah. So.
Good point from Sean Camp in the comments. Winnie Watkins from IMG.
Yep. Yep. He is... I mean, you got to go back and watch that video, the 7-on-7 one, if you haven't yet.
Oh, yeah.
He is a freak, man.
I'm so excited for him. I just, it's the hardest thing. It reminds me of, like, the MLB draft when the Rockies draft, like, number one overall.
Right.
It's like, oh, we'll see him in 5 years.
I know.
It's like, damn, I want to see him now.
Yeah. He's coming, though.
Winnie Watkins could probably play for them this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. On a more negative note, a decommittal. Dejon Kalamon, whoopty. Has decommitted from CU.
Yeah, tough. Never want to see those guys go out. I don't want to be full spin machine, but if there's any position where I feel like you can replenish, it's at wide receiver.
For sure. So he only has five offers, Colorado, Arizona, ASU, Colorado State, and Nevada. What I saw on social media, a popular theory and one that I'm getting behind, I think he's following Armand Hawkins, who, of course, left CU, was working in the front office, I think player personnel or recruiting. Can't remember which exactly, but he is now at Arizona, and now Whoopty Kalamon decommits, already has the offer from Arizona.
Adds
so
up.
We'll see. Yeah. Last piece of news, and you guys saw it in the press conference yesterday, the Coach Prime documentary people are back.
Yes, we saw them.
Yep.
Coach Prime said, what did he say? If you say something nice, you might end up.
Yeah, he said he's all, if you say something about me I don't like, we're going to blow it up and put it in the documentary.
Oh, that's what he said. I thought he said the opposite of that. Yeah. That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah. It'd be fun to follow that one.
For sure.
We might even make a couple appearances.
Right.
If we're lucky.
Well, now we know what they look like, the people who are filming the documentary. So now we know who to look out for.
What if when the documentary went live, we were just in the background of every shot?
Be amazing.
In the distance. Like,
maybe we'll get a spot.
Some reason, Darius didn't have the comments turned on.
Yeah, I saw
on
that.
His video, but I figured people were going to comment on there being like, oh, I saw Jake and RK at the beginning because we made eye contact with Darius and kind of gave the head nod.
Yep, that was cool. So there you go. One last chance to get your guys' questions in before we get to it. And hit that thumbs up button at 340. Can we get to 400? 60 more.
We're getting it.
Shout out to Breckenridge Brewery. You guys know we love our Breck Brews here at DMVR. And we have teamed up with Breckenridge Brewery to give a couple lucky fans the ultimate game day experience. This is happening next week, the 30th, which is a Thursday, for the Nuggets game. They are taking on the Pelicans. We are giving away two tickets, courtside row 2, Club Lexus Access, parking pass, and DMVR gear. Make sure you head on over to thedmvr.com/BreckSweeps and complete the form to enter. You must be 21 years or older. The links are also in the description. The winner will be selected 1 week before the game, so that is on Thursday, so you have about 3 days, including today, to get your entry in. And then shout out to the American Raptors at Infinity Park. We actually have a meet and greet with the American Raptors going on March 21st. That is tomorrow. It is going to be here at the DMVR bar. We're going to have happy hour from 5 to 7 p.m. First 50 fans in the door get a free beanie. But shout out to the American Raptors at Infinity Park. If you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out the opportunities at Infinity Park. Rugby just may be your next ride. Head on over to AmericanRaptors.com. You can watch all their games for free there. You can also grab a ticket if you want to go in person to their games for free on their website. Shout out to those guys.
All right, let's get these questions.
Let's get them in. 375, wow. Should we aim for 450?
I mean, sky's the limit. Let's go.
Let's go.
Prove us, you know. Make us feel like we set our expectations too low, like we always do with Coach Prime.
There you go. All right. Who's first today? Our guy Charles. How do you like Prime with the cowboy hat and boots yesterday? Very Yellowstone. It was amazing. Amazing.
Very Colorado. I don't want to give Wyoming too much credit.
There you go.
But he did point out Yellowstone.
Yep.
It was fantastic. you know, he's a Florida boy, but spent a lot of time in Texas.
Yep.
Got his cowboy stripes there, if you will. And what did Shador call him? Country Prime Time or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
But yeah, it's amazing. I also love, I don't watch Yellowstone, but when someone asked him, like,
yes,
what character do you like? And he's all, why you even ask me that? Who's the man?
Yes, I'm a boss. Who do you think I like?
Don't ask me that.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of great moments. Like, I'm sure you picked up on this immediately, too. We've never talked about this outwardly, but, like, there is an art to talking to Coach Prime.
There is, and yes.
Not embarrassing yourself.
Yes, there is. And I think you could tell the difference yesterday.
And we are going to get a lot of great moments of people who don't understand the art.
Yep. go watch yesterday's press conference. You'll know what we're talking about. Next question from Jay's Mayhem. Jake and RK, who do you think will wear? All right, 1, 2, 5.
This is almost a full segment.
It is. But I think it's also pretty easy. I mean, 5 is Jimmy Horn.
Yes. 7.
7 is Cormani.
So Cam Silman Craig, also. Ooh, 7.
Damn. 17 maybe for Cam?
I could see Cam earning it.
Yeah?
Like, he's a dog.
Yeah, he is.
Might just go get it.
Over the freshman?
But if you were handicapping it, you would definitely make Cormani the favorite.
For sure.
1. So I've been thinking about this. I don't know why, like, Jimmy Horn doesn't want to wear 1.
Right.
But like J5 is a sick nickname.
Could we get Travis in the 1?
So I was thinking about that too. Like, to me, and Coach Prime said it. Well, he said the opposite of it, but it was, how can you wear 1 if you're not the 1?
Right.
Just fantastic stuff. But I don't think there's a high demand for it right now, which I just don't get. Everyone should want 1, in my opinion.
That was Montana's number, right?
Yes. So maybe Montana goes for it. But I'm thinking of these, like, Dylan Edwards. Dylan Edwards in 1 would be sick.
Hell yeah. For sure.
What did he wear in high school? Did Dylan wear 2 in high school?
I think so. He was definitely a single-digit guy.
So he's not getting that. Damn. I'm fighting I'm making a campaign. Dylan Edwards for number 1.
There you go. People are saying Cormani will get 1. Interesting.
That would be sick, too.
It would be
especially
very sick.
For, like, a tall, like, lanky guy.
Oh,
1 is sick on that.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Oh, Guy Thomas was 1 last year. So defensive side, 1 is definitely open.
I mean, we've always felt like Cormani was very married to 7 because he has the 7 chain.
Right.
But someone said, I guess he's worn 1 in different situations in his career. So maybe like before last season.
Mm-hmm.
He can just get a new chain
there
with
you
a
go.
1 on it.
Yeah, true. You could easily do that. Thanks for the love, Sean. Appreciate you tuning in every day, man. Jay with the question. Jake, how does it feel to win the Stump the Coach Award? RK, you won the Colorado Tourism Award.
Let's go. I like that. I just need Coach Prime to know that I appreciate Boulder as much as he does, if not more.
I don't know if it's a Stump the Coach Award.
I felt like Coach Prime wanted to give a thoughtful answer there,
right,
which I always love. Like, I think a lot of times people feel like there can't be an awkward pause or anything. Like, especially with these young guys, I want to tell them, like, if you need a second to think
for sure
about what you want to say, like, go right ahead.
Right.
You know, it's what feels like an hour in your brain is like 3 seconds.
Exactly.
When you're like, and then you speak. You know?
Exactly.
Next question. Not that Coach Prime needs media training, but I think that's what happened there. He's just like, I want to give a good answer here.
Right. Angela's back in the chat. Jake and RK, to see you have the best tight end in the Pac-12. Number 2 says he has never had a target like Zico. With J5 on the outside, are we looking at the next Kelsey?
Ooh.
Ooh.
How tall is Zico?
He's pretty big from what I remember. Like, this is not a...
6'5"?
Pulling it up right now. He is listed at 6'4", 210 on the roster.
So just for comparison, pull up Kelsey.
Travis is definitely thicker,
huge,
though. Yeah. He is listed at 6'5", 250.
So there you go. An inch and 40 pounds.
Yeah.
That's not to say Zico can't grow over his time here.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelsey is like an insane bar. But working with Tim Brewster, who has worked with the best in the country, I think Zico could end up being the best tight end in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the returning players, if there's anyone that like scared me.
So I think Brant Keithy is back at Utah, but he was hurt last year.
But Kincaid was their main guy, right?
So Keithy was the main guy, and then the last 2 years he got hurt. So Kincaid came in and kind of became the guy over Keithy. Keithy got hurt like very early again this year, so he was out really early.
Freaking Utah always has great tight ends.
There's no Greg Dulcich that I can remember at UCLA right now.
No.
Oregon State just had Musgrave. He's in the draft. He was a dog.
Yep.
Oh, the ASU kid that tore CU up. Jalen Conyers. He's back.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So there's competition, but no one that screams like this guy has it locked up.
Right. Next question from David. DMVR should try to set up a post-game show with getting like 5 minutes from the media team and some players. Stay tuned.
Yes.
There you go. Eric with the question. Jake and RK, with all the new success of this podcast, do you guys have big plans for DMVR Buffs?
Such big plans.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. I mean,
with what you told me last week, there is some stuff coming down, man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we have huge plans, man. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for us.
Yep.
But like Neely said, there is a unicorn in the building.
Yep.
Act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. For sure. David's in the chat. I might be late to this, but will DMVR be doing a tailgate for the spring game?
Yes.
Are we going to figure this out on Wednesday?
The thing is, I know I've already said this once before, but every time I say it, it's true again.
Mm-hmm.
New opportunities and things keep coming down the pike, and we're like, oh, how are we going to work this into what we're doing?
Yeah.
So we will have, I promise you guys, we will announce something with plenty of time to build your plans around it. It's very high on the priority list for us. It's just all about figuring out exactly what the best situation is, and there's like a new thing that came into the fold last week that has my mind running with all new sorts of ideas that we might be able to work with. So
there you go. Stay tuned. Elfriddy's back in the chat. Question for Arcade. Do you get the feeling that Coach Prime and the players are excited about the offense from their comments? What offense players are coming this summer?
We'll find out.
I've got a list.
Okay. That's probably a whole talking point for us.
But
I feel like everyone is thrilled with the offense. Probably as thrilled as I was when I first watched it, and I was like, oh my God, this is a perfect college offense.
Right.
I mean, just looking at the way the ball, like we saw, what, 5 to 7 throws from Shador in that well-off video. But those little quick ones, and, you know, Sean's coaching it, like, get to the upfield shoulder, and boom.
Yep.
Shador puts it exactly on the upfield shoulder. It's just like the amount of yards that they are going to gain based off of Shador's ball placement at the line of scrimmage is going to blow your mind. Maybe not Jackson State fans who have come over.
Right. They know.
CU fans.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind how easy it is when the quarterback can put the bubble on the money.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, people, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't know if people fully understand how that play is entirely reliant on the quarterback's ball placement.
Yeah, it's kind of like you want the quarterback to lead you, but you don't want to be led enough because you want the ball to have enough momentum to where you don't break stride, but you're also able to continue like accelerating up the
field.
And
you can't like have to reach for it.
Exactly.
Because then it might get picked or you're going to get blown up or whatever.
Right, or stumble when you're actually trying to get the ball and go upfield, yeah.
And it's not a difficult throw,
mm-hmm.
but if you're not an accurate quarterback, you put it, I mean, I'm talking 8 inches behind where it needs to be, that's enough to mess up the play.
Right. So guys coming in the summer, Kavassier Smoke, someone threw in Weaver. That's another guy, so Xavier Weaver. Landon Beebe. And then these guys are just freshmen. So Isaiah Harge, Adam Hopkins, or Marion Miller, Jordan Onavu, Jacob Page, and Kaysen Wiseman.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, guys on the team who are coming in the summer.
That's what I thought they meant.
Okay, well, it could be.
Okay, Hank Zielinskas too.
Boom.
So there you go.
417, flirting with 500.
Let's go. Keep on smashing that like button. Vale's asking, how are you guys doing since you are working a lot more?
Thank you for asking.
Yes, thank you for asking.
hey, I think I've said this before. you know, for those of you who don't know, covered the Buffs for a long time, went to the Broncos when kind of DNVR was blowing up, had been doing that for a long time, and then kind of dabbling in Buffs when I could.
Mm-hmm.
When this happened, I was like, all right, I can't leave my guy Jake on his own. So, you know, let's tackle this together. So I kind of just took on a whole new beat, but I love it. Like, if you gave me the option of what I want to do every single day, it's talk about the Buffs and, you know, go up to Boulder and
mm-hmm.
all that comes along with it. So, it's a lot, but I love it.
Yeah. Same. It's been amazing, man. Going from covering a team that wasn't very good, that wasn't really recruiting really well, to this team where these are going to be NFL players very soon. These are going to be, this is a coaching staff full of future head coaches. It's been a lot of fun, but I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't tired.
I feel like I'm finally adjusted.
This was a rough week for me.
Okay. All right. Hang in there.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Next question. Oh, I saw Demoy Kennedy isn't on campus. I was just doing the offensive players. So there are more defensive players that aren't on campus either.
By the way, I love, where did it just go? Someone talking about, oh yeah. Neely asked Mata, like, how do you feel about the whole numbers thing? And he said, like, that sounds like 43 isn't going to happen for me again. I talked to whoever had 43 last year, and it means a lot to him, so I think I'm going to let him have it. I was just like, man, Mata seems like such a great dude.
He's great. He doesn't miss kicking the football, and he doesn't miss that pool either.
Oh, he's a pool shark.
Ah, 43 is Trevor Woods. Yeah.
That's a tough pull.
Yeah.
That's a tough pull.
Yeah. Next question from David again with the super chat. Any tailgating plans for the spring game? Oh, we just answered that. We appreciate the super chat though, David.
Yes, big tailgating plans. We'll keep you updated.
Yep. Tyler Brown with the question. Past 2 days, I've heard about guys needing to build chemistry. Do you feel there's a division between the returning CU guys and prime guys? I don't think a division. I think that's strong. I think it's just still trying to figure each other out, learn who each other is, and just gel, really.
Yeah, and I think that the truth is that the JSU guys have a head start on, you know, the Colorado guys or the previous Colorado guys, because we're all Colorado guys now. But I think that they have a head start. It's like, you know, if you took a class already with a teacher, and then that teacher was teaching the next level up that class, mm-hmm. well, you'd feel really comfortable entering that class because you're like, okay, I know their right. expectations. I know how they grade. I know what style they like their midterms to be. And so I think the JSU guys have a huge leg up of just like knowing how things go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of them were messing up the sock rule.
Right.
And I don't know if the word is like division, but I just think that creates a situation where the other guys need to catch up to them
mm-hmm.
before, you know, everything is symbiotic.
Yep. Yeah. Division's strong, but I do think there is, that's why I asked Coach Prime. Like it feels like, I mean, when we watch well off, when we talk to Darius and Neely, I mean, they know those guys. They don't really know a lot of the guys we were asking about from last year and stuff yet. And it's just natural. They haven't been here too long yet.
And I mean, if we're being completely honest here, I think there's still, some guys who need to go.
True.
So, like,
true.
I think that the way that these guys are coached in spring might tell them that they're one of the outsiders.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Jay's asking Jake and RK, when's the next interview?
Wednesday. Yes. This is a big one. So Adam already shared this on his message board. But we are having Adam Munstertiger down here at the bar for a special event. We are going to be broadcasting from inside the bar at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to open that up to anyone to come hang out. So you can come hang out at 4 o'clock. If you want to watch us do the show live, I'll just be completely honest. It's going to be... I don't know, actually. Maybe we'll try and figure out a way to make it nice and easy to hear, but it's not always the easiest to hear.
Yeah.
Unless you get here early and you can be nice and close. But the idea is, hey, you can come by, see us taping a little bit. And then after that at 5 o'clock, which is actually when the Nuggets are playing. We'll have some drinks, hang out, watch the Nuggets, talk Buffs, all that good stuff.
Yep. You answered what I was going to find out, and the Nuggets are playing right after us.
Yep, so and then the Avs play that night too, so yep. A great night to come to the DNVR bar. Also, we're going to have to be tight on our timing.
We'll be on time.
Yeah.
We can do that, right?
Yeah, we can. We'll be working.
We are working. Sean with the Super Chat. What time does the bar open? I'm flying in on Thursday, 4:20. Coming to see you guys bearing gifts. Oh, Sean, let's go.
Bar opens at 4.
Yes, 4 o'clock.
On normal weekdays.
Yep. I'm sure we'll have... That's 2 days before the spring game. I'm sure there'll be a lot going on here then.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, 4:20.
Yes. Oh, that's an interesting day. That's true, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that is it.
All right, there you go. Good show today. I'm happy football's back. We're not completely back, but there's football being played. There's football to be talked about. It's really nice.
Amen. And how about this? Support the women tonight. 7 yes. o'clock, taking on Duke, unfortunately in Durham, North mm-hmm. Carolina. They are 7-point dogs, but man, that team has some spirit in them.
They can shoot, man.
Yes. And I love seeing Shelomai mm-hmm. on the sidelines, like dancing she gets and stuff hype. After yeah. getting threes. Like, she is a awesome hype woman on the sidelines who I assume will be an awesome player next season, but they deserve our support as well. So let's support them up tonight and try and push the Buffs to a victory.
For sure. We'll be covering the game over at DMVR_Buffs on Twitter. So if you guys want to hang out there, we'll be watching along. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the rest of this week. We'll have spring game content coming on Wednesday and Friday. Maybe we'll have some news later in the week, too.
There we go.
There you go. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.